Snowball Oranges by Peter Kerr. Read by James Bryce.
Look, the weather has come from Scotland to welcome you to Mallorca, beamed Thomas Ferrer, blinking in delight at the rare sight of snow falling from Mediterranean skies onto the trees of ripening oranges.
See, I see it, was all I could say. My courteous attempts to share our new neighbor's enthusiasm failing with each fluffy flake which landed on my upturned face. Surely we hadn't migrated 1,500 miles southwards, only to be followed by the same freezing weather which we had just left behind. Signor Ferrer wandered through the orchard, kicking up the snow and chuckling with childlike glee. I could hardly believe my eyes. A cold mantle of white was rapidly transforming our sunny paradise into a bizarre winterscape of citrus Christmas trees, cotton wool palms, and snowball oranges. It had all looked so different only a few hours earlier, when Ellie and I had pushed open the shutters to reveal the trim rows of fruit trees lining the valley floor, already bathed in warm December sunshine. It was our first morning on our newly acquired Mallorcan farm, and we were content just to stand silently by the open window, allowing our senses to be intoxicated by the magic brews of sunlight and shadow, by drifting scents of wild herbs, and the soothing sounds of tinkling sheep bells, which fill those secret wedges of fertile land, nestling so peacefully between the deep folds.